it where the rubber meets the road to start the week. Man, it's good to be here. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, October 21st, 2019. Here are three big things that you need to know right now. Number three, Brexit dying an ugly death in the UK as it kicks and screams. Yet another vote rejected. Another deadline passed, October 31st. Not likely to get it done. Boris Johnson in trouble now. Number two, it's not just the UK. Violence breaking out in Chile, Spain, Hong Kong too, of course. Not to mention the Middle East and a host of other places you've never heard of. What's going on with all the ugliness and unrest around the world? We'll talk about that. And number one, the uproar at home still focused on a phone call between two heads of state that did not discuss a quid pro quo, but Democrats desperately want you to believe it, and more people just might. But will the truth clear any of this up? That's the question. Will the truth clear any of this up? And I bring that to your attention because I have a new series of articles here, talking about the Ukraine and everything that went on there. No quid pro quo occurred. None of that went on. Mick Mulvaney trying to clean it up over the weekend, as you know. But brand new reporting from CD Media. CD Media has reporters in Ukraine currently, has had for quite some time, experienced reporters that have worked at the Washington Times and elsewhere, creating this new company, CD Media, that has been breaking this story down and now has proof, they say, of the Ukrainian scheme to launder money that involves the Bidens and others. I can't make this up. CD Media, I want you to go find these guys, creativedestructionmedia.com. Creativedestructionmedia.com. Find these guys. The reporting they're doing is cutting edge. It's breaking, and you're not going to find it a lot of other places, and I trust these people. It's clear. Todd Wood has been on this program for a very long time, the executive editor there of this publication, creativedestructionmedia.com. CD Media has personally seen and obtained an immense amount of data on the story that we broke last week regarding the former Ukrainian president Petro Poroshenko's laundering of hundreds of millions of dollars of IMF money, International Monetary Fund aid money, and the attempts by the Democratic Party and the Obama administration to cover up the scandal and go after now President Trump. This is the reporting, along with the involvement by then Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. This coming from CD Media. Again, creativedestructionmedia.com, creativedestructionmedia.com. As mentioned before, we will be releasing a large number of sourcing articles, starting with this one over the next few weeks. More to be released later today. Our source has seen the data from within the Ukrainian General Prosecutor's Office. CD Media can confirm that the Prosecutor's Office is ready to cooperate with the FBI, and the information has been recently provided to FBI agents. The first thing readers must realize is that the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, NABU, was an organization created extrajudiciously by the Obama administration within Ukraine to help the Democrats cover up the vast corruption that had been going on and as a tool to go after then-candidate Donald Trump. In fact, the initial head of the bureau, engineered by the U.S. State Department in Ukraine, Artem Sitnik, has been tried and convicted of conspiring to help presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. CD's media's editor-in-chief reported on the shakiness of the Black Ledger evidence at the time when writing for the Washington Times, the Black Ledger being the way Paul Manafort was convicted. So all of this is breaking. They have some questions for the Biden team today, does CD Media. What are the names of the two CIA undercover officers who visited the general prosecutor office and talked to Lutsenko Yurov, demanding that he close the case on any Burisma-related matters? Why Burisma-related cases were closed at General Prosecutor's Office after that visit and were then transferred to the NABU? All of these questions. Coming to the surface, John Durham also hot on the path of this corruption. John Durham on the path at the behest of Attorney General William Barr, who the left and the media and their cohorts have tried desperately to discredit over the last few weeks, trying to claim that somehow Attorney General Barr is dishonest or lying or trying to cover something up with the Trump administration. Nothing could be further from the truth. A federal investigation closely supervised by William Barr, which aims to inspect origins of the Trump-Russia probe, has interviewed about two dozen current and former FBI agents. Let that sink in for a moment. This is new news. The Barr investigation, which oversees John Durham and others, has interviewed two dozen former and current FBI officials. And it matters because the investigation, which is essentially looking into claims that the FBI's probe into the Trump 2016 campaign was influenced by anti-Trump sentiments, is further along than previously realized or reported. They're deep in this swamp. They're neck deep in all of us. This is the third investigation, at least, into the FBI's probe of possible links between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. Barr, of course, appointed John Durham from Connecticut to spearhead this current inquiry. And we know they've been in Ukraine, the UK, Italy recently, looking into all of this. Now, Durham has not yet interviewed all of the FBI officials who played key roles in opening the Russia investigation sometime in 2016. Durham also exploring the role, if any, a number of countries, including Ukraine, played in the investigation of the Trump campaign. Robert Mueller, who served as special counsel for the Russia probe, did not conclude that the Trump campaign members colluded with the Russian government, but his report said the president's actions still may have influenced Russian conduct. Not sure what that means, but we'll keep a close look at it. The big picture. The big picture. Trump has continued to fight these Russian probes, as he should, because of the nefarious nature and origins of all of them. The conclusion in March, in 2017, Trump reportedly asked then-director of National Intelligence Dan Coats and former NSA director Michael Rogers to publicly push back on the FBI's probe. Both men refused to comply per the Washington Post. Rogers later denied those reports. This past May, Trump accused FBI officials who investigated possible links between his campaign and Russia of treason. Barr told senators in a March hearing that he believed spying did occur. Spying did occur through FBI surveillance into the Trump campaign, but clarified that he did not mean to suggest it was necessarily illegal. He said he had to figure that out and find out. Oh, it's coming. It's coming, which would explain the mad scramble to get something done against Donald Trump and blame him for what happened in Ukraine. That seems to be the game at hand. Blame the president for what happened. Blame the president. We'll keep an eye on that. A quick note, by the way. I told you last week when I saw the Fox polling that said 51% of Americans support impeachment and removal, I said that's not true. Simply not true. Well, we now know from that polling organization, Braun Research, that 48% of the people they asked were Democrats. 48% were Democrats, far exceeding the party affiliation of 31% Democrat that would be normally considered appropriate in such a poll, meaning, as I said, the poll is garbage. 14 after on a Monday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities. communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.